Christina McCaw and Kelsey Lauder-Kirchhoff, and want to say good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you guys in here. We've been talking about this series that has been presented over at the Mexico High School, Raising Resilient Teens. As a matter of fact, I think we are on part three of this four-part series that's going to be taking place this Thursday. Christina McCaw, we're going to have you kind of tell us a little bit about what's going to be taking place on Thursday night, if you will.
All right. Well, Thursday night we're going to have the third part of our four-part series. It's going to be about understanding trauma and the impacts of trauma on learning and on our teens and on our kids and what we can do to mitigate those measures.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will. And Kelsey, we're going to let you take over here.
Yeah, so when we talk about trauma, I think it's something a lot of people are familiar and both unfamiliar with. So one thing that I think we hear about a lot is that fight, flight, or freeze response. And that's what we talk about a lot with our kids is our brain has a very natural response to experiencing traumatic events or scary events. And it can cause some problems when our brain starts to get stuck in that cycle of one of those things. And so a lot of what Christina's going to talk about is what that does to kids, what that does to really anybody, and then what can we do as the adults in our lives to notice that that's happening and then help them through it so that they can learn and that they can really just go out there and enjoy life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Trauma is a scary word, and you know, it's really our response to events and circumstances that happen to us, and then our resiliency, you know, what tools do we have in our back pocket to help make us, you know, move through those traumatic events and experiences. Have you ever walked into a grocery store and you seen somebody that was like really aggravated, agitated, just not happy, even though the sun's shining, it's almost 80 degrees outside, and you're looking at them like, what is wrong with you? Why are you so grumpy? Why are you so unhappy? And it's looking at those experiences and those people and, you know, instead of what's wrong with you, maybe what happened to you? Why are you so unhappy? Why are you, you know, responding to your environment this way? And what are some things that we can do? You know, maybe it's a smile. Maybe it's a kind gesture. Maybe it's, you know, a helpful act or something like that. But, you know, when we look at kids in school, two out of every three kids in our system has experienced some form of trauma, whether it's the loss of a friend, loss of a parent, loss of a grandparent, loss of a pet. You know, the poor students down in Rolla are experiencing the loss of their elementary school in that community, the devastation that has happened down there. And we just heard on the news about the resiliency of the community and how everybody is coming together to help support. And that's really what it is. It's building that community and building that support, working through that fight, flight, and freeze, and giving you some tools in order to do that.
No doubt about it. I know that you're going to be doing the presentation tonight. As we have asked before, there will be a section there where people can ask specific questions, and you'll be able to answer that tonight as well, correct?
Yeah, Thursday night we will be doing that.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So yes, Thursday night we'll go through the presentation, give you some tools and some tricks and some, you know, resources that you can use to help build resiliency. And then it will be time for questions and answers, and you know, and I'm more than happy to have conversations with people about the impacts of trauma. And when we look at the effects of trauma, you know, it can impact people differently. You know, people that have, and especially kids that have trouble concentrating, having trouble implanting new learning and focus in the classroom. It's also correlated in adults to heart disease, obesity, addiction, diabetes, depression, anxiety, cancer. So trauma can have a huge impact on our bodies. That's why it's super important to make sure that we are completing that stress cycle and making sure that we're doing things to dump that cortisol out of our bodies.
This is free and open to the public.
It is.
We would like to have folks come out and support this. Tell us, it's going to be at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. And where's this going to be held at?
It will be at the high school. We've been having them in the cafeteria, so plan on going there. And if we move it to another point in the building, we'll definitely have signs. We also will have childcare. We have snacks. We really make it a great event for everybody, so we'd love to see some people out there.
And Bright Futures is also donating some $50 gift cards to the local Mosier's grocery store, so you have an opportunity to win a $50 gift card to the grocery store.
All right, great information and a chance to get a $50 gift card to Mosier's. That's definitely going to be a good thing. This is part three of the series. When's the fourth part going to be taking place?
The fourth part is going to be on April 30th, mm-hmm. Same time at the high school, and that topic is going to be on suicide prevention, so recognizing the potential signs for suicide in our teenagers, and then what can we do to have some early intervention in that situation.
Absolutely. All very heavy topics, and we appreciate you guys putting together these programs. Folks, if you want to learn more about this, it's free. Go out to the Mexico High School on Thursday night for part three of Raising Resilient Teens. You'll be able to ask questions, and we certainly appreciate you guys stopping by here this morning.
Thank you.
With the Mexico School District, Christina McCaw and Kelsey Louder-Kirchhoff, our guests this morning on the MI Wake Morning Show, AM 1340, KXEO.